Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Johnny Temple. Batting second. The right fielder, Russ Snyder. Batting third. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jim Gentile. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Jackie Brandt. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Whitey Herzog. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Jerry Adair. Batting eighth. The catcher, Hobie Landreth. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Chuck Estrada. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Chuck Estrada. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Billy Gardner. Batting second. The center fielder, Gary Geiger. Batting third. The left fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Pete Runnels. Batting sixth. The catcher, Bob Tillman. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Carroll Hardy. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Eddie Bresud. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Don Schwall. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Don Schwall. And now, play ball. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple takes first base on ball four. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gardner fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Schwall, and towards Gardner, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner hits a line drive towards short. Adair reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger hits a fly ball into left field. Herzog settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a fly ball into left field. Herzog settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gardner misplays the ball. That's an error on Gardner. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bresud fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog takes first base on ball four. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair hits a pop-up towards third. Malzone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels takes first base on ball four. Malzone moves to second. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Malzone moves to third. Runnels moves to second. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman hits a fly ball into left field. Herzog settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Malzone tags and scores. One out. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Bresut is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bresut is called out on strikes. Two outs. Don Schwall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schwall is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Hobie Landreth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreth hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bresut scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chuck Estrada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estrada hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Schwall fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Temple is hit by the pitch. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-1 in the game. Snyder hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0-for-1 in the game. Gardner hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Herzog. Gardner reaches second base with a double. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0-for-1 in the game. Geiger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Gardner moves to third. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-1 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Gardner tags and scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0-for-1 in the game. Gentile hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gardner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 0-for-1 in the game. Brandt hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Yastrzemski. Brandt reaches second base with a double. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Herzog hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gardner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Runnels hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Herzog. Runnels reaches second base with a double. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Tillman takes first base on ball 4. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Hardy strikes out. One out. Eddie Bresut is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bresut is 0-for-1 in the game. Bresut hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Runnels scores. Tillman moves to third. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Don Schwall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estrada fires to third and picks off Tillman. Two outs. Don Schwall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schwall is 0-for-1 in the game. Schwall strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0-for-1 in the game. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bresut scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hobie Landreth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreth is 0-for-1 in the game. Landreth hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Schwall fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chuck Estrada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estrada is 0-for-1 in the game. Estrada is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Gardner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0-for-2 in the game. Geiger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Gardner moves to second. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Yastrzemski is walked intentionally. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Malzone hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gardner scores. Yastrzemski moves to third. It's 4-0, Red Sox. Billy Heft now pitching. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Runnels takes first base on ball 4. Malzone moves to second. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Tillman strikes out. Two outs. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hardy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Temple hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bresut scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-2 in the game. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bresut scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Orioles nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Eddie Bresut is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bresut is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bresut hits a fly ball into center field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Schwall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schwall is 0-for-2 in the game. Schwall hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Gardner takes first base on ball 4. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0-for-3 in the game. Geiger is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0-for-2 in the game. Gentile hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gardner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Brandt strikes out. Two outs. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Herzog hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0-for-2 in the game. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Orioles nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Snyder. Yastrzemski reaches second base with a double. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and two walks. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards short. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Yastrzemski moves to third. Two outs. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Tillman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Hobie Landreth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreth is 0-for-2 in the game. Landreth hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gardner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Robinson pinch hits for Billy Heft. Earl Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gardner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Temple hits a ball on the ground towards first. Runnels scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Temple for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Orioles nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Wes Stock now pitching. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Hardy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Bresut is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bresut is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bresut hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Schwall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schwall is 0 for 3 in the game. Schwall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Gardner hits a pop-up towards short. Adair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 3 in the game. Snyder hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 3 in the game. Robinson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gardner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0 for 3 in the game. Gentile hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 4, and Baltimore Orioles, 0. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.